Washington native Duke Ellington took his music far and wide. So it's not unusual that the festival, named in his honor, features groups from seven different countries. The nightly International Jazz Showcase has quickly become one of the week's biggest draws, with acts from Japan, Rwanda, Brazil, Mexico, Colombia, and Cuba among those performing at the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts. Duke was ahead of his time in terms of musical innovation, often going beyond jazz and defying categories altogether. Duke would be the first to applaud a schedule that had a hip-hop concert one day, followed the next by Bring Your Family for a Day of Jazz. Several concerts pay tribute to another jazz pioneer, Dizzy Gillespie, who would have celebrated his 90th birthday next month. Jazz on the Mall, to Diz with Love, will feature Dizzy Gillespie's all-star big band, and the Danilo Perez Trio and guests will perform in the footsteps of Dizzy at the 85-year-old Lincoln Theater. In addition, the Library of Congress is sponsoring an afternoon of Dizzy on Film. And at George Washington University, distinguished panelists will convene to discuss the role of jazz around the world in a forum titled Duke, Dizzy, and Diplomacy. Nightly jazz happenings at clubs around town will give way to the festival's finale, the Willis Conover Jazz Tribute. An all-star group led by Grammy-winning saxophonist Paquito D. Rivera will honor Voice of America's longtime jazz host with a concert at VOA on September 17th. I'm Doug Levine. Thank you.
Thank you.